I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. When Maher left Dara, a small town in which he lived in Syria, he did so reluctantly. He knew he was leaving behind his parents, family, friends, and a thriving business he had worked hard to build that provided a good future for his wife and their four children. He knew he needed to escape the war in Syria for the safety of his family and face a new reality, a future which was very uncertain and that would require him to, in many ways, start life over again.
This is a big problem in my country. I can't believe in my country the same now, the same times now.
Right.
Yeah. Before the war, my country is beautiful. But now, I don't know any people over there. I am leaving from my country 6 years.
Right.
Yeah, just I call my mom, I call my dad. Just how are you? Are you good? That's it.
That's all.
I am very sad with that.
He moved to the neighboring country of Jordan, where he lived with his brother. His heart, though, longed for Syria. He hoped against hope that he could return, but finally came to the stark realization he could never go back. He needed to try to find another country in which to live, where he could build a new life. Maher was willing to immigrate to any country that could provide he and his family safety and an opportunity to find work.
I won't leave another country. Oh, I wish come back to my country.
Right.
Yeah. Because for my family, Yunus, he has 10 years, Omar, 9 years, Salam, the school. But in my country, no school.
Mm-hmm.
Because the war, no school.
Right.
No anything.
Mm-hmm.
These kids, you want a school, you want the next time, his dream, doctor.
Right.
How can you gonna be doctor if you know school?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I am sit in Jordan, but I'm sit all the time, or I'm living over there. Or,
right.
I wish go to the other country, the other state, another anything.
After going through a thorough vetting process that took many months, Maher received a phone call that changed he and his family's life.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy. I'm finished work early, mm-hmm. from my job early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to my house. I'm talk with my family. Mm-hmm. Oh, come in. What happened, Daddy? Today, the office called me. He took me to America. America? Wow, I can't believe it. America? It's my wife talking to me. And my son, Yunus. America? No. I'm telling you, yes. You have some people go to America over there. Yeah, you know, my brother, Zahir. Mm-hmm. The name Zahir, the big son.
Mm-hmm.
He, the big brother, he going to America before me than 6 months. But is sick. My brother is sick, handicapped. He has back.
Okay.
His back is bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm mm-hmm. I'm telling my friend over there, man, you wanna go to America? Go faster now. No, sit here. Go tomorrow to America. No, relax. You have time. You have a moment.
After a long and grueling trip from Jordan, Maher and his family arrived in Lancaster in January of 2017. Exhausted from his travels, Maher felt like a stranger in a strange land. But then he encountered a group of people who seemed to know his family's name and somebody who spoke Arabic. And suddenly his fatigue didn't seem quite so bad.
When I'm coming, I want to sleep. I want a break. I want to see anything.
Right.
When I'm coming, I'm looking at some people from the church, just not Mennonite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are people over there from the just not the church. You know, my family is coming to Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I know is with my family. Right. They are not one. When I'm coming, some people, oh, you welcome to America. Hello, Maher. Welcome to America. I'm so mad when, you know, the different place, no, I don't know anything here, any people, I don't know any people here. I know just my brother in Phoenix, in Arizona, huh. Far between.
Yes.
A little that I'm tired, but when I see this, that is gone. Everyone smile, everyone say welcome. Maher, I know you are coming today. I know before 1 month, I will do everything in your house. Your house is ready. The church, you know, before 1 month coming to America here. But I don't know if you do the church, you know that.
You did not know that.
Yeah, because nice people, very nice people.
Kind and caring people came from Church World Service in East Chestnut Street Mennonite Church. And there was Omar, a fellow immigrant who had just come to the U.S. from Iraq a few months before, and who spoke fluent English and Arabic and provided much-needed translation for everyone. As they drove to their new home, Maher and his family had no idea how this warm and welcoming group seemed to know them, nor did they have any idea about how the hand of fate had united them. The original Middle Eastern family that the East Chestnut Street Mennonite Church was to work with was not able to come to the U.S. due to technicalities. Weeks turned into months, and finally the welcoming team asked Church World Service if there might be another family they could work with. The answer was yes, Maher and his family. The welcoming team was excited and ready, having expected another family for months. Almost everything was ready for Maher's family to move in except a house, a situation that finally got resolved just a day before they were due to arrive. Laura, a young, energetic woman with a soft heart for refugees and immigrants, headed up the welcoming team for Maher's family. She talks about how the welcoming team quickly sprang into action.
I was the coordinator of the welcoming team, but the team was so strong and supportive. So I had to coordinate, but lots of people did a lot of the work. So we had already had everything loaded up in people's trucks and trailers for a few days, so that as soon as we got notice there was an apartment, we could start. So we started, it was the day of their arrival. I think we started like 7 a.m. And there must have been 20 people just descended on this apartment and cleaning, like with toothbrushes, cleaning out the window jams, older women down on their hands and knees, scrubbing the floor by hand, getting it really clean and ready to go.
Maher and his family were overwhelmed with all the help they received from Laura and other members of the welcoming team. They couldn't quite believe the kindness and generosity of people they didn't even know.
Laura Kennedy, she has helped me for everything here, for the school, my wife, she took appointment for my guests and for me, go to the clinic, go to the doctor, take the pharmacy, if you take my guests to picnic, I don't know what, but she is a good woman, she helped everything, visit my house every day, because I'm new here. She came to my house with her family, her dad, her son, and her daughter.
Right.
Not just Laura, with the whole church.
Sure.
Some people, Nancy, Ma, Arlene, Mrs. Ann, Bros, everything.
Eunice is Maher's oldest son. He's now 13, and he's one of those people that lights up a room with his positive energy. It's incredible to think about how much he's witnessed at such a young age. War, destruction, pain, suffering, loss, and fear. Even with experiencing all of this, he's a joyful, outgoing, and fun-loving person to be around. Eunice started school the first week after he and his family arrived in Lancaster. He talks about his first day of school, including an amusing story of his change of heart about learning English and the difference it made in his adjusting to school and developing new friends.
Man, it was like weird to get into school, and first day I meet students, and there's a friend, his name Harun. I meet him the first day, and he was helpful. He helped me a lot, first like 3 months or so. He helped me with the language, and I didn't speak the language. And in Jordan, I don't like English at all. We have English classes in Jordan. I never thought I would be speaking English. First year, it was like way harder. It's more challenging for me. English language, I can't like. If I speak to my friends, they don't know what I'm talking about. And now I can talk like clearly, and I'm still learning English. I'm an ASL student, so I try my best to explain what I'm talking about. Last year was like, I didn't have a lot of friends last year because my language, I can't speak to them.
Right.
This year I have a lot of friends, like almost half of the school.
Almost immediately after Maher arrived, he began looking for work. With the help of the welcoming team, he found a job as a dishwasher at a local restaurant. After months of working at the restaurant and taking English language classes, his English had improved greatly. Something that was obvious to others, but he didn't feel quite confident enough to seek out a new job that would bring in greater income for his family. Laura sensed this when she passed along information to him about an opening she had heard about at Ubahar, an ethnic vegetarian restaurant in Lancaster. She knew how much progress he had made in learning English. A no-nonsense person, Laura gave him a little, well, tough love.
I work with, Laura, she tell me, Mahir, do you have Bahar? She has a kitchen, she has had kitchen, cook for the catering, for the body. But she wanna open a new restaurant, she wanna open a restaurant. You can work over there. I tell her, my language is, no, your language is good. You can cook, you can learn everything. You wanna always dishwasher? Laura, she tell me. No, I wish chef, I wish open a business here, restaurant.
Sure.
She tell me, it's okay, go make interview, take a bit with Suri. She wanna test you, the cook two days over there. She wanna, Suri, the owner, restaurant owner.
Right.
She wanna see if I can cook or no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm go over there. Maha, what do you wanna cook? I'm cook two foods for them. The owner, she tested, okay, delicious, good. Okay, Maher, you can start next week.
Maher continues to work at Ubahar, where he's been for the past year and a half. He and his wife, Rhonda, work very hard to support their family. His dream of one day owning their own restaurant, where he and Rhonda can work together, will, I'm sure, one day come true. And Eunice? He has his own dreams. Thrust into assuming a great deal of responsibility as the eldest son to help care for his younger brother and sisters, he knows that he'll need to study and work hard to succeed. You might think that all of this would seem overwhelming for a young man who has just entered his teens. Not for Eunice. He looks at life with a sense of adventure, embracing his role and seeking to find his own special place in his newly adopted country.
I mean, my mom and my dad work hard to get like to this point. Like they work hard. My parents, I take my siblings out. My dad pick them up, me and my siblings, and they work hard. And I have like responsibility to take care of all my family. I mean, I'm the older guy in my house, and after my dad, I'm going to be the man of the house. So I have to take care of my siblings and all my brother.
And you take that seriously.
Yeah. Why I am here? Because I want to be something. I have a dream to do it. I am here to do something that no one did. Not my dad, not my grandpa.